to show success.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about unity, the show that's all about passing through the eye of the needle into the infant bloodstream of the brainless mainstream media to pump some fabulous chemicals and viruses right in there and have them react ever so savagely. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com, it's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of madness and chaos, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. I have a very special guest for y'all today, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rebecca Carley, MD. Now, she has two websites here, drcarley.com, C-A-R-L-E-Y.com, and the other one, and this is a good one of you for those of you with perhaps disabled children as the result of vaccines, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. That's reversingvaccineinduceddiseases, all one word, .com. Dr. Rebecca Carley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolute fabulousness to have you here indeed. I'd love it if you could splurge out and tell us all your kind of qualifications, and we'll assess this kind of credibility factor and get that out of the way so that people aren't sitting back there and just going, oh, well, this person doesn't know what they're talking about first, and then we'll get into it.
Well, actually, my bio is on my website, but long and short of it is that I was trained as a surgeon. I worked in the busiest trauma center in the entire country, if not the world, Kings County Medical Center in Brooklyn. And I actually left mainstream medicine in the early 90s when I started to see some very disturbing things. Experimentation on people, especially poor people without their permission, research fraud, and other things. I took some time off to start a family. I had my only son, who's now 15 years old. At that point, I didn't know anything about the dangers of vaccines. Had him be inoculated with all the usual vaccines. He became brain damaged. I sought out ways to reverse the damage, and I started my Hippocrates Protocol that I now do with people all over the world, teaching them how to reverse vaccine-induced diseases, which include all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. But when I started researching vaccines, that's when I really started going down the rabbit hole, and I've now realized that this is all happening on purpose. These are biological weapons that Big Pharma is putting out against the people to not only decrease the population, but to also cause all these diseases that I just mentioned, for which they give their big pharma drugs, which of course cure nothing, but give many side effects for which other drugs are given, and et cetera.
Hey, in New Zealand, if your child is diagnosed with autism or even a number of different ranges of sort of disorders or whatnot, a lot of which are vaccine reactions, it is illegal to not take them to a government-appointed psychiatrist who will prescribe them drugs. Illegal.
Well, what can I say? People have to stand up and say, we're not going to take this crap anymore. I mean, you know, they can do whatever they want. I mean, you know, they're killing people. They're killing children. They're causing them massive suffering and damage. And the governments are complicit in this, so they can make whatever laws they want. I mean, you know, let's check out the Nuremberg Code, which was supposed to stop all this heinous atrocities, you know, way back when. I don't care what laws they make. If they're telling you, if they came to your door with a gun and said, it's illegal for you to not allow us to shoot your child in the head. It's the same thing. So, you know, the psychiatrists are just causing further damage. I have so many little children with especially autism, ADD, and other neurological vids that are on antipsychotic drugs that have never even been tested on children. And the parents go along with it. They have to start saying no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems, though, they're in that position of that trust mindset. You know, they think that because this person is educated and they know more about health probably than I do, which technically is true. But however, nobody knows your health better than you because you're the one who will experience the side effects. And in fact, I've gotten to the point where I don't even like calling them side effects, Rebecca, because they're not the side effects at all. They are the intended effects of all of these drugs.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I've taken on the entire medical profession. My goal is to cause the death of medicine. I went into medicine because I wanted to help people. I have a very strong conscience, and when I realized what's really going on, that's when I decided to go against this monster, the MDs, the medical devils. Because, yes, in fact, at the highest levels, of course, they know what they're doing. When people tell me that they, you know, they don't have an education in terms of science or medicine, so they don't know, you know, whatever. My answer to that is, do you have common sense? If you have common sense, you have more information on your side than these mind-controlled minions have that work for Big Pharma. And what I encourage everybody to do, of course, the medical mafia came after me in 2003 claiming I have a delusion of conspiracy and took away my quote-unquote license to practice medicine. They wanted me to undergo quote-unquote psychiatric treatment, so I told them they can keep their license. I'm a teacher now, so I don't give medical advice. I don't practice medicine. I teach people what I would do if I was them, and it's totally backfired on them because, as I said, I have clients all over the world. But what I encourage everybody to do is check these things out for yourself. Don't believe me. We've been lied to about everything. Any drug that you're on, put it into any search engine, you know, drug hyphen side effects. Read for yourself what Big Pharma admits to. And then decide if that's something that you want to either, you know, stick in your child or stick into yourself or stick into your pet. You have to check these things out for yourself. And, of course, there's natural solutions to everything. And that's why, you know, this Codex Alimentarius monster is basically being, you know, passed by governments all over the world. They want to make, you know, vitamins and supplements and homeopathy either illegal or a prescription item, but yet Big Pharma can continue to prescribe their poisons with no punishment when they kill people. There was actually an article in a mainstream magazine here, Vanity Fair, at the beginning of the year, called Deadly Medicine. You can Google that or put it into any search engine. Vanity Fair hyphen Deadly Medicine. And in that article, they describe how 200,000 people are dying just in the States every year from prescription drugs. And we're not talking, you know, improperly prescribed prescription drugs. We're talking properly prescribed prescription drugs. 200,000. So this is how bad it is.
It's gotten out of control, right? And here's my ultimate problem with it. If the entire population is subject to the whims of these medical mafia madmen devils, then what exactly is going to be interpreted as proper health education in our schools and future generations after Codex Alimentarius comes in? I mean, I'm led to believe that Codex Alimentarius is the shipping laws for international trade and that they will define what toxicity levels are safe. And the shorthand means that all toxicity will now be considered nutritious and all nutrition will now be considered toxicity.
Yes. I have a radio show every Saturday on the OrionNetwork.com. And my co-host is a man by the name of Patrick Jordan, a genius researcher, and he calls this opposite day. And that is, in fact, the world we are living in. It's opposite day. Evil is good. Good is evil. You know, toxic drugs are healthy. As a matter of fact, we've even had various minions working for EPA saying that mercury is good for you. And I just want to mention that there's a lot of disinformers out there that talk about mercury causing autism. Mercury has nothing to do with autism. Mercury kills neurons. It is responsible, along with aluminum, for Alzheimer's disease. But the point is that, especially here in the States, we have all these various agencies, the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, that are supposed to, quote-unquote, protect us. And what they actually do is work in league with Big Pharma, all the chemical corporations, the monster agricultural farms and things of that nature, such as Monsanto, to protect the people that are poisoning us and, in fact, are not protecting the people from the poisons. And that's why education is key. Education can save your life. I don't like to scare people. This is very scary information that I know I'm giving out, especially people who are not familiar with this. But if you just continue, you know, to drink the vaccine Kool-Aid, you are going to have a problem. Your children are going to have a problem. You need to check things out for yourself.
In the New Zealand Medical Journal, I think this was in as little as 2000, they said if you want, and this has been mainstream medical literature that goes out to all the general practitioners in New Zealand for them to read, it says if you want your patients coming back to you for life with chronic illnesses, give them a vaccine or two or three or four.
Well, isn't that interesting? That's an admission right there. Well, nothing surprises me. Go ahead.
Well, it's like you understand Hegelian dialectic, obviously, and it's just the same old rhetoric the world over. And what I find strange is that people actually listen when these people repeat themselves. It's like if somebody hasn't fully explained themselves and been right in the first sentence, how do you expect them to be more correct when they simply repeat that sentence? You know what I'm saying? How they have this kind of medical framework that they have to stick to, repetition, repetition. There's no evidence of this other procedure working, blah, 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 blah. There's no evidence that vaccines are dangerous. The only reason why they haven't seen any evidence is because they ain't freaking looked for it. And they blindly assume that because they're a doctor, the entire world's available evidence, history, and all documentations of all kinds suddenly don't frickin' exist.
Well, that is why I am so dangerous to the medical mafia, because I was one of them at one point, and because I have a conscience, I stepped out of that box, and now I'm trying to cause the death of medicine. For anybody that wants an amazing history of this corruption of the medical profession, I encourage you to get the book The Medical Mafia. It's a book by a Canadian physician by the name of Guy Lane, G-U-Y-L-A-I-N-E, Langtote, L-A-N-C-T-O-T. She gives the history of how the Rockefellers, especially in Big Pharma, corrupted the medical profession in the early 1900s. They tried to take away her license just for writing the book. But people have to do their own research. Medicine has become a religion. The white coats are the priests. The baptismal rite is the vaccination. That's what causes the corruption of the immune system that leads to all autoimmune diseases and cancer. And then they prescribe their drugs which cure nothing. I also suggest all of you check out any vaccine, especially Gardasil, because Gardasil, the vaccine that's supposed to protect you from the HPV virus, but which is actually injecting you with the HPV virus. No vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. Now, why is that? The answer is because they know they cause cancer. And so, you know, people have to realize how evil this is. And our biggest problem, Vincent, as I see it, is that people with a conscience cannot even conceive of such evil that we are dealing with. And that was my hard point. I went through Dark Night of the Soul. It was my dream to become a doctor. I'm from a very poor family. Nobody in my family, there were eight children, ever went beyond high school. And I had to get into medical school on my own. And I was so happy that I had been able to accomplish this dream of mine. Imagine what I had to face once I saw what was actually happening. And that's how I had to face the evil. And then when my son was brain damaged, that was another layer. And then when the medical mafia went after me, that was another layer. So I know this evil exists because I have confronted it. And that's what others have to face. There is a monster under the bed, so stop telling yourself there isn't.
Have you ever felt at some point any perhaps, I don't know, guilt or remorse? I mean, just going about normal medical practice can be, quite a damaging exercise.
Of course I have. I mean, when I was a surgeon, I was cutting women's breasts off, doing mastectomies. One of the worst things, because we had so many cases of trauma at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, we used to call it the Knife and Gun Club. My busiest night on call, we had the doors open and 15 gunshot wounds came in at one time. And we did save lives in terms of dealing with the trauma because we were so, skilled at dealing with it. However, if the nurses were busy, I would give the tetanus shot. And I must have given over 1,000 tetanus shots because, I would always help the nurses. I was not an egomaniac in terms of like the other doctors. It's like giving the nurses an order. If they were busy, I would help, or so I thought. And now I have to think back on all those tetanus shots I gave. How many people died or are paralyzed from the tetanus shots? But see, I didn't know what I was doing. The doctors today certainly do. And that is another ballgame.
Do you think maybe under the Nuremberg trials that innocent doctors like yourself who through no fault of their own were administering toxins to the general population, I was just doing it because I was ordered to. It was just the medical procedure, in Nuremberg that wouldn't stack up either, don't you think?
Well, in Nuremberg, they knew that they were committing heinous atrocities. Yes, that was their excuse. They were ordered to do so. When I was given tetanus shots, I was doing it because I was taught that that was a good thing. It's all a matter of knowing. If you don't know, then, on a spiritual level, whatever you want to call it, then, yes, you're following orders, but it's not like you're following orders knowing that you're hurting people. Once you know you're hurting people, that's another ballgame.
I think you've wrapped it up right there. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and, incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, broadcasting live from the fabulous fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, hosting the Rugby World Cup Games and forking out all of our taxpayer and local rates monies in order to build a private stadium that is going to be sold tickets to the public, which the public will never have any shares in by the end of it. Kind of like all the other major sports events around the world. Isn't that interesting? All these private assets built with public money. Don't you just love that? My very special guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley from drcarley.com. And what was the other one? How to reverse... ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. Now, I've got a personal connection with this because I used to look after autistic boys, and I understand, maybe to a greater extent than a lot of people, just what the families wind up going through. And it's basically in no uncertain terms, in my opinion, a curse, especially in the extremely severe cases. There's almost no hope for these people. But the difficulty is that there actually is cures and hope aplenty. But when the parents get first told that, oh, it's actually genetic, it's a lie. When they first get told that, oh, we're going to send you to the specialist who has something that might just work, which is a lie. But $10,000 later and a couple of specialists later, they get so depressed and they cannot feasibly, and then they just resign themselves to having a disabled child for the rest of their lives, you know. And they never try anything new, even when things are suggested. When you come up to them, and I tried very, very hard, Rebecca, to try and get these people to look further into what was going on. And they knew about vaccine connections, but they didn't persist. And it broke my heart so much that I just couldn't do the job anymore. I started to feel like the kids did. You know, it was almost as if they were trying to break out of this shell, this shadow world that had been cast over their brain or something. It just kind of hurt me, sort of spiritually and mentally, to be around them anymore.
Well, one of the biggest problems in terms of getting the parents to do the research on the cause of their children's condition, and let me just also mention again, it's not just autism, it's renal failure, it's rheumatoid arthritis, it's insulin-dependent diabetes, it's every disease you can mention, okay? They can't face the fact, which I had to face as well, that they actually brought the child to the medical devil to get the inoculation that caused the problem. They can't face it. So they'd rather look over there. And so I understand that because I had to face that myself. In terms of the genetics issue, I just want to mention that people should check out a series of articles on DNA vaccines published in Scientific American in 1999. Yes, there's all kinds of genetic damage. And guess what? It's being caused by vaccines. That is not the cause of the problem, however. There are mitochondrial defects, especially in children with autism, that are associated with higher damage in autistic children. But the fact is, it's the inoculation of the viruses, the tissue cultures used to grow the vaccine viruses, which in more and more cases are from aborted fetuses. This is cannibalism. You're injecting dead babies into your child because they can't separate the vaccine viruses from the tissue culture. It's all of the toxins they're putting in the vaccines. This is what's causing the problem. So that's right. I know it's very hard for people to face this, but that's what they have to face. In most cases, where genetics is involved, and that brings up the topic of homeopathy, there's a word, miasm. Miasm means a weak link, basically. You inherit a weak link from your, you know, parents. And the weak link is what is actually activated by the vaccines. Now, yes, vaccines cause genetic damage. But in most cases, whether your child's going to end up autistic, insulin-dependent diabetic, arthritic, cancer, whatever, depends on the weak link in your immune system. And that's called a miasm. And there are homeopathic remedies to reverse these problems as well. So I have learned all these things over 15 years. The only place my medical education comes in handy is actually learning to how to undo the damage that the drugs do, because the drugs cause so much damage. I've had people on as many as 25 medications at one time. Oh, yes.
And let me guess. They started off on one and it started to have side effects, and then they added on another one to corroborate the side effects, and then added on another one to corroborate the side effects, and so on and so forth at least 15 times.
Yep, that's it. That's how it works.
Hey, isn't it funny? Have you ever seen like a movie about con men, you know, where you're actually just sitting there and you know that they're doing a con on somebody and you're watching somebody get cheated out of it? That's how I feel about it when you talk to people in any real situation and they talk about chemical imbalances and all of these other kind of things. It's like, man, you're being conned, okay? And these people are carting around these, I don't know if they're developing stronger shoulder blades from carrying handbags that are laden with copious quantities of toxic chemical pills all day long. You know, goodness knows, there might be some right-handedly strong women out there. But the real poison, I think, is the fact that there's a belief that there is a cure from a pill for every ill, okay? And this was promoted to no end during the early days of prescription meds in the 50s and 60s and all of that. Also more camels. More doctors smoke camels than any other cigarette. I remember seeing that advertisement from the 50s, you know. There's this kind of broad-based corruption of the entire medical field. And when it comes down to it, the only way to really avoid it is to take care of your own health, because you're the only person who can ultimately be responsible for yourself in the end.
Yes. Well, first of all, let me say that you're not allowed to use the cure word if you're not using drugs. If I ever use the cure word, that would give them an excuse to arrest me. So I talk about reversing the cause. The only time you can use the cure word is if you're using big pharma drugs, which, of course, cure nothing. And this was part of my research over the last 15 years into what's going on with these medical devils, which, by the way, the founder of chiropractic, B.J. Palmer, that is his term for MDs, medical devils. And I'm writing a book now, What Happened to the Hippocratic Oath, and I'm going to tell some of my experiences so people see what's really happening. But in fact, they don't cure anything. They manage disease. When you talk about treatment, and there's all kinds of medical journals and things of that about managing disease. That's why here in the States, we have this Obamacare, and they're constantly talking about pre-existing conditions. Well, why do we have pre-existing conditions? Because medical doctors cure nothing. And they actually cause the conditions, but of course they don't go to that level. But that's what people have to realize. They cause the problem, they give you the solution. It's the typical Hegelian dialect. The solution causes more problems. And I just want to mention, in terms of why can't people wake up, there's many reasons. It's the vaccine damage. Another very important book I want to mention is Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. By Dr. Harris Coulter. You can get that book from thinktwice.com. He actually talks about a certain part of the brain that is damaged that leads to social violence and criminality. So, you know, you see all these bullies in the schoolyard. Guess what, folks? They're vaccine damaged. We have fluoride, which is a mind control drug being put in the water, pretending it's going to help the teeth. Of course, it actually causes damage to the teeth. We have so many different things. If you go to my website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, click on the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab, download my four documents, and listen to the YouTube video of me explaining them. The first document is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one sheet of paper. And there's so many things they're poisoning us with. Pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, vaccinations, heavy metals. The list is endless. And that's why people can't think, because their minds have been destroyed. And then, of course, there's also that fear factor, which comes into it because, you know, as you said, the parents are being threatened if they don't vaccinate their children. This is happening in countries all over the world because there's a population reduction plan afoot as well, and that leads to some higher levels of scariness. But people are afraid to see the truth. I've gone out into the public. I live in Hickory, North Carolina. We have chemtrails everywhere, just like I'm sure you do in New Zealand. And I'll get into a conversation with somebody, and I'll say, what's going on? What are those white tic-tac-toe boards in the sky? You know what, Vincent? They're afraid to look up. That's how bad it's gotten. They smell a rat, but they don't want to see it. They think that if they become an ostrich and put their head in the sand, they won't get bit in the butt. And guess what, folks? That's not working.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a couple of things. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in now, 402 237-2525 if you're in the United States, or if you want to come to the Vinnie Eastwood Show chat room and put forth your questions and stuff there. Once again, that caller number is 402-237-2525. And there's a comment here from Aaron. There's studies showing the closer you live to crematoriums, to motorways, to factories, the higher your chance of an autistic child. Most autistic people have issues with metallothionine protein, which regulates zinc and copper levels, which are always stuffed in autism and needed to excrete metals. Wonder how that got bung in them. All these chemicals in the environment with a stuffed immune system post-vaccines. Not to mention stuffed liver detox pathways, so they can't get rid of them anyway.
Well, that's part of the disinformation campaign. As I said, heavy metals have nothing to do with autism. Mercury and aluminum causes Alzheimer's. Go to my vids page, download my discussion of the Hannah Poling case. I go through this in great detail. See, this is the distraction. The parents of autistic children, they know they had normal children.
Can I just interject here something? There's a link between vaccines and autism, but not mercury and autism.
Yeah, mercury has nothing to do with autism.
Ah, okay, cool. Because that's right. Something that should be cleared up, because there is a lot of debate out there about thimerosal and mercury, and it's not good for you and you don't want it anyway, but they're right. Always pointing at autism and whatever, and the whole thing is, you know, it may be a little bit of a fact or something like that, but try and get it straight if you can.
Well, it does kill brain neurons. And there's actually a YouTube video of a study at the University of Calgary where they took neurons from snails and dropped mercury on them, and you see them shrivel up and die. But that has nothing to do with autism. That's Alzheimer's, especially when combined with aluminum. Autism is due to demyelination. Demyelination is where the myelin sheath on the nervous system, either in the peripheral nervous system or the brain, is actually broken down by antibodies. Myelin is to the nerves what a plastic coating is to an electrical cord. If you destroy it, it interferes with conduction. The measles virus is very similar to the myelin basic protein. So when you develop antibodies against the measles virus, those antibodies attack your myelin sheath. And the only thing that determines whether you get autism, ADD, violence, whatever the case may be, Parkinson's, MS, the only thing that determines what quote-unquote disease you get, which, of course, a disease is nothing but a bunch of symptoms that they put in a box and give a name to, but the only thing that determines what disease you get is where the brain or the nervous system has been attacked. Now, as I also mentioned, they're growing these viruses on tissue culture. So if you have a vaccine, and especially the MMR, is being made off aborted fetal cells. So you have a part of a nervous system of aborted fetus made in your vaccine. They can't separate the two. So you're also injected with aborted fetal cells, nervous system, and that's actually going to cause you to have an antibody attack against your nervous system.
And we'll be right back after the break. 402-237-2525.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Woo! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we have a caller here to take with our very special guest. Dr. Rebecca Carley, caller, you are on the air. Welcome to the show. Caller, you're on the air. You can speak now.
Yes. Yes. Hello. Hi, Vinny.
Hello. Intro, please.
My name is Colette. I'm calling with regards to your guest. My best friend is in Afghanistan right now in the Air Force, and aside from the vaccines that she's been exposed to, she's in the capital city in Kabul, and the air quality is very bad, and they're taking all types of chemical showers over there because the water is so poor. I'm just curious what my friend can do, if anything, to help detoxify her body when she comes back from her deployment.
Well, what I would suggest is that she calls me to get a consult. It's not like there's one magic bullet,
sure,
and you take X and you're all better. What I do when I do consults is take a detailed history, finding out the history of vaccinations, chemicals, heavy metals, fluoride, drug exposures, whatever the case may be, and develop an individual protocol based on that history to teach them what I would do if I was they. Of course, the military are the most experimented on group, and that's one thing that boggles my mind, is that these soldiers who believe they're serving their country, and I won't get into that, you know, false flag, fake war stuff, but they go into the military, they realize the vaccines are killing more military than even gunfire is, and then they call me and they say, well, Dr. Carly, they want to give me more vaccines and I don't want to do it. And so my answer is, so just say no. And their answer is, well, they'll put me in the brig, you know, basically I'll have a dishonorable discharge or whatever. Well, would you rather die?
No.
End up
well,
with
and
some
that's
unbelievable autoimmune disease or cancer, or would you rather stand up and say we're being assaulted with biological weapons by our own governments? We're not going to do it. Saddam Hussein didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Al-Qaeda doesn't have any biological weapons manufacturer plants in the caves, okay? So why are the soldiers being forced to take all these vaccinations? Why aren't they dealing with this reality? I don't understand that.
I'm just thankful that I found out about this before I joined the military because I wanted to, and just glad I found out before I did.
Yeah, and just remember, this is a long-standing thing as well. During the early Spanish flu at the beginning of the 1900s, Henry L. Simpson, I think he was a general at the time, testified that 7 soldiers dropped dead after taking the vaccine against that flu, and that only the people that took the vaccine wound up getting the flu. You know?
Well, not only that, but the 1918 flu epidemic was a vaccine-induced disease to begin with. It started with the soldiers getting vaccines. And there's an excellent book about that, Vaccinations, the Silent Killer, by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. And in that book, they also discuss the 1976 fake flu epidemic that occurred. And one of the authors of the book, Ida Onaroff, actually filed federal lawsuits trying to stop the vaccination of the public. And the judge in the case told her she had no standing. And when asked, how would I get standing, the answer is, if you took the vaccine and died. Okay, so that's what people have to realize. Vaccinations are the sacred cow of Big Pharma. They're doing everything they can to promote this garbage and get people to sign up and take their vaccines, which are biological weapons. And
It's funny that you call them the sacred cow, because the word vaccine comes from vaca, which is the Spanish for cow, derived from the Latin, because that's how vaccines were originally came about, was testing it, basically, because I think it was old milkmaids or whatever that hung around the cows and whatnot. They wouldn't get smallpox because they were exposed to the toxins at an earlier age. Hence the theory that if you're exposed to a toxin, you can wind up getting immune to them. But I don't think what they factored in is that people actually have to naturally encounter all these toxins and viruses or whatever so that they can develop immune systems for them, not have them injected artificially into their bodies.
Well, that was a scam as well, and you're talking about Edward Jenner, who in the late 1700s promoted the smallpox vaccine, where he took, you know, pus from cows that had cowpox, and he pretended that that was going to protect people from smallpox, which it didn't. There's excellent books on that as well, History and Pathology of Vaccination. You can get that by going to vaccinefraud.com, click on the Cafe Press link. That book is over almost 2 centuries old, and it talks about how Edward Jenner started the scam. In fact, what happened was the smallpox vaccine or the smallpox virus combined with the cowpox virus and created something called Vaccinia. And it didn't protect anybody. I mean, all of these vaccine stories are scams. That's what you have to do is check things out for yourself. It's all a lie.
It seems like if it's a cow or whatnot, you know, it just seems to me like vaccines are just poison for the cattle.
They're biological weapons. And I have an entire storage depot full of information about how they're actually creating viruses. They're weaponizing everything. There is a program called the Special Virus Cancer Program, which started back at the time of President Nixon. You know, everything they do is opposite day. He started this war on cancer. In fact, they actually started a different places, especially Fort Detrick, Maryland, where they were actually creating viruses to cause cancer. I have thousands of pages of documents from this program, which states, for example, that breast cancer is due to a virus, and they know because they're making the viruses, and they're testing to see how pesticides and other things will actually promote the growth of the cancers. That's what's actually happening.
And on the other side of it, it's not entirely different from all the other forms of weaponry. And I think Eisenhower warned about this military-industrial complex, which has obviously incorporated the medical-industrial complex into its foray, to basically turn human existence into this total attack monologue, you know, as if the moment you wake up, in fact, as long as you're alive, you're being poisoned by something that they've got working against you.
And not only that, but all of these agencies, as I mentioned, FDA, EPA, USDA, the list is endless, we're paying tax dollars here in the States to fund these organizations, these agencies, which are not protecting us. They're actually protecting the killers, the polluters, etc., and allowing them to continue on. As a matter of fact, it's gotten so ridiculous that the mantra now is that, you know, if a new chemical is going to be released or a pesticide, whatever, you don't have to prove it's safe. You can release it, and then somebody else has to prove it's not safe.
And we have a caller here now. This is one of my personal favorite callers, a very loyal listener to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's Tom in San Antonio. Welcome to the show, mate.
How you doing, Vinnie? Good to talk to you, man. How are things in Auckland there? I don't know what to believe what we on the news media that we get here. Is that right?
Well, it's just ridiculously windy and cold and sort of rainy here at the moment, but not something ridiculously too hard to deal with. You know, I've got a heater and slippers, so I should be fine.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys got a earthquake the other day.
That was about 750 kilometers northeast, I believe, of us down, because there's this big underground trench that runs sort of like halfway up the Pacific and then comes all the way down, all the way through New Zealand, and New Zealand's mountain ranges run the whole length of the country because of that one fault. So when big earthquakes happen along that fault, the whole country gets a tsunami warning. But yesterday was nothing. It was called off. And
No business from congressmen?
No, not this time. I mean, last time we had a visit from congressmen, the first Christchurch quake happened. So I hope they don't return. You know, as soon as the devil appears, there it is. Did you have a question for our guest, Tom?
Yeah, I don't even know who her name is. I just got in. I didn't get to hear your whole program today. Shame on me, but I went for a walk. I came back and hear you talking about diseases and vaccinations. Would she be able to comment on multiple sclerosis and how I got it when I was in my 40s?
Yes, multiple sclerosis, as I mentioned, is one of the demyelinating diseases caused by vaccines.
Oh, it's caused by vaccines. You know which particular one?
Well, there's many vaccines that can cause multiple sclerosis, The measles virus, as I said, is very similar to the myelin basic protein. So it is a major cause of demyelination, which involves multiple sclerosis. However, since they're making vaccines out of aborted fetuses, if you get a vaccine that has been cultured on a dead baby's nervous system, you're going to develop antibodies against the myelin basic protein, and those antibodies are going to attack your nervous system. So any vaccine can cause multiple sclerosis.
So it could have been something I got as a kid. Is that right? It could have been a shot I got as a kid?
Yes, yes. If you're in the military, it's even more common amongst the military. But yes, it can take many, many years for the damage to become significant enough where it actually causes symptoms.
And so, Tom, Tom, if you like, you can wait until after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, call in 402-237-2525 or join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on Disaster Antonio Freedom Radio. And my very special guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's just quite so fabulous as to give us a full 2 hours of her frazzled and very, very short time. And also my great caller here, Tom, from San Antonio. Did you have another question for our guest, Tom?
Yes, sir, Vinny. First of all, I want to say I'm very glad that you're not all broken into pieces and your house is and aren't all tore down and stuff. I'm glad you're okay. And thank you, Dr. Rebecca, for coming on the show here with Vinny today. And I was wondering is there any kind of legitimate safe cure for MS, or is there any good treatment that you would know of?
Well, I know you said you hadn't listened to the show from the beginning. First of all, if you use natural things, you're not allowed to use the cure word. And I was assaulted by the medical mafia because of my alleged delusion of conspiracy. They took away my license. So I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice. I teach people what I would do if I was there.
I don't blame you.
Okay, let me finish. Yes, you can reverse MS. Is there one thing you do to reverse MS? No. You have to do a bunch of stuff. You have to detox the cause. You have to take natural things to repair the damage. And that's what I do when I do consults. So go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Click on the services section. It explains how I do consults. During the break, I got out a book that I have so many things spread around me. For the woman that called that has a friend in the military, I want to suggest that she get the following book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, by Jesse Ventura, an ex-governor. Right. Chapter 20, Soldiers as Guinea Pigs, Military Experiments on Our Troops. Because, you know, the military take an oath to protect of the country from enemies within and without. The enemies are within. And, you know, these soldiers need to start to take out their weapons and telling the people trying to assault them with biological weapons to back off. They're not going to do it. You know, I don't promote violence. I don't promote a revolution because, you know, the weapons that they have can basically just kill us all in a heartbeat. But the soldiers, first and most, you know, importantly, have to be, you know, informed that they are being killed. And then they have to do what they have to do.
Right. I was planning on getting that book anyhow, so...
So you know about that book. Okay.
Oh, yeah. From Alex Jones. Just Ventura's on Alex Jones a bit. And I listen to him.
Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing. When you read these documents, and I have many others besides this, documents on MK Ultra, the mind control experiments they've been doing. You see, and that's when I realized that, you know, Congress has these hearings. And basically what they're doing is putting on the record, you know, their adventures and insanity. They never take any measures to undo what they're doing. It's almost like they're bragging and putting on the record what they're doing. The people have to become aware of this. This is what's happening. Every one of these traitors in the District of Criminals are committing treason. And it's not like we have, you know, some kind of a group that we can go to. The UN is just another version of the same Sanhedrin that the Congress is. But once people become aware of what's actually happening and that they document their heinous acts, then maybe they'll get a backbone and, you know, stand up and say no.
Well, most people, you tell them, hey, they're trying to kill us, and they laugh at you, you know, but it's pretty much the truth. But it's like a slow kill, isn't it?
Well, they can't kill everybody at once. It would be too obvious.
Oh, yeah, I know,
But a very important YouTube I suggest people check out is a TED conference 2010 that Bill Gates did back in January 2010, where he actually got up in front of this group and, you know, by some divine, you know, situation, somebody in the audience taped it. And Bill Gates actually talked about using vaccines as a way to depopulate the Earth. Now, isn't it amazing that Bill Gates is donating billions of dollars for vaccines for third world countries?
Yeah, I know.
In that conference, he tells why he's doing it.
Yeah,
depopulation.
If you kill off Granny, you can hire 10 more teachers. You said that too, or something like that? He made a comment like that.
Well, not only that, if you kill off all the adults in the country of, or in the continent of Africa, then you can just move in and steal all their natural resources.
Right.
There's many layers to this.
It's evil on top, layers of evil, yes.
Oh, yes. But okay. the first thing is, and I'm going to keep saying this, people of conscience have to face the monster under the bed. I have a Gary Larson cartoon that I love, and it shows a mother putting her little boy to bed, and she's telling him there's no such thing as monsters. And you see this monster under the bed. There is a monster under the bed. Pure evil. These people have no conscience. They're psychopaths.
Right, they don't.
Yeah. I also suggest an excellent book, The Psychopath Test, by the author John Ronson, who also wrote the book Men Who Stare at Goats, explaining how, you know, these psychopaths are trying to teach soldiers how to explode people's hearts, you know, by just psychopathically, you know, dealing with them. But we have to face that the leaders of our world are all psychopaths. They have no conscience. They're killing us off slowly, so we can't see it, because like I said, if it happened all at once, it'd be too obvious. And that's what we're paying for. We're paying taxes for this. Everything that's happening, the financial collapses of so many countries, it's all being done on purpose. Once you face that, then you can stand up and say, no, I will not pay for this. I will not be part of this. And whatever each person with a conscience decides to do of their own selves and to protect their own family, that's what they need to do.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the information. And thank you, Vinny. And Keep up the good fight. I'll check out your websites and if you have any good books or anything on there or something that you're selling, I'll buy something. Okay. Thank
you
for the
time. Well, I don't sell any books, but listen to the archive. I've mentioned a number of very good books. I'm still working on my books, but I've given out the names of some of the very important books you can get.
If you want to go to my website there, Tom, at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, just click on the contact and send me an email, mate, and I'll get the details off of Rebecca to send to you after the show.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thanks very much, Vinny, and thank you, Dr. Rebecca.
Thanks for your call.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was Tom in San Antonio. And ladies and gentlemen, caller number again is 402-237-2525. And the military aspect does particularly concern me. I wonder if the whole major vaccine, everybody's going to be jabbed and killed by it sort of thing, is going on in every single country's military. I'm fairly certain in the New Zealand military we give our soldiers copious quantities of jabs, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But, you know, who knows?
Well, it's not just the vaccines. It's what are they putting in the vaccines. On my show, we've covered in great detail, and my show is called What's Ailing America. It's on the Orion Radio Network every Saturday. But we've covered the fact that they're putting rabies virus in vaccines. And interestingly, the CDC has actually put out a preparedness paper on the zombie apocalypse. And it's truly amazing. This was written by a man by the name of Ali Khan. He graduated with me in my same class in 1987 from Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. He's now an assistant surgeon general for the CDC, and he actually published this paper. You can go to the CDC website, type in zombie apocalypse, and he talks about viruses, including rabies, which could be used to create zombies. Now, you could use the word zombies, vampires, cannibals, whatever the case may be. Rabies is one of the viruses that actually transforms the brain and creates a situation where the virus almost has like a mind of its own, and all it wants to do is spread the virus. And this involves, you know, cannibalism, you know, biting people, spreading the virus that way. And they're putting rabies virus in vaccines. They're spraying rabies virus on wildlife, calling it a vaccine, an oral vaccine, dropping it on wildlife everywhere. If you have any true cases of rabies in wildlife in your population, especially if you live in the States, chances are these animals ate the rabies vaccine because it's actually giving them rabies. And now they're genetically modifying food. They're putting rabies in tomatoes and in tobacco plants. This is straight from hell. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, look at it this way. Any way you slice it, they're still releasing cultured viruses into people's bloodstreams.
Yes.
Does that... I mean, how much more stark does it need to be, ladies and gentlemen, other than, hey, they're using biological warfare against you? Oh, they're releasing viruses into the public and they're not telling them about it. Okay, it's biological warfare secretly. It's pretty straightforward, I would have thought. Problem is,
yes,
people have this this question of faith. And incidentally, doesn't medicine also come with a cross to bear? You know, that's what it has become. Mainstream medicine has become the newest freaking religion. And boy, oh boy, do they sacrifice more people than the Aztecs or Mayans ever did, and in more ruthless ways.
Exactly. Well, I just want to mention, I don't like to scare people. I like to give good news as well. There's something called colloidal silver, which kills all viruses against which it's ever been tested, including AIDS, HIV, which was also made in the laboratory. Obviously, Robert Gallo was involved. But there's natural things that can reverse all these things. And if you go to my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com website, click on the links, you'll learn about a generator that you can get that will make silver, colloidal silver for pennies that you can actually take. I take it myself every day. I give it to my pets. I have 3 dogs, 2 cats. They drink it every day. There are natural solutions for all these things. And it doesn't get rid of the viruses that are injected into you, because those get into your very DNA. But in terms of what's being sprayed on you, what you're eating in food and things of that nature, it will get rid of those. So there are solutions. But what is our corrupt FDA, the Fraudulent Drug Association, as I call them? They're trying to classify colloidal silver as a pesticide and take it off the market. So that's what people have to face, is that the natural solutions that are available, they are trying to take all of these things away from the people, make them illegal through codex and other, you know, means, and forcing you to go to Big Pharma for your solutions. That's
and we
what
have,
people have to face, yes.
And we have a caller here. Robert, you are on the air.
Danny, how are you doing, my friend? Rebecca, it's nice to hear somebody speak the truth. I'll tell you, you're talking about colloidal silver. I make it every day for myself, and it costs pennies to make, and I will not catch any viruses or parasites or any kind of diseases because I drink the colloidal silver. And you know what's funny about that? Is I've talked to people about it, and here's how ignorant people are. They go, oh, colloidal silver. I saw something about that on CNN. A guy turned blue. I said, have you actually ever done any research on it? There has been one person who this has happened to because he was making incorrectly. We go, oh, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I just wouldn't trust it. People are asleep. They are so ignorant, asleep, and afraid that they're scared of their own shadows. And this is what's happened in this country and all the other countries. They have been manipulated into believing lies.
Well, they're afraid of other people judging them for questioning those lies as well. If you stand up in a crowd of people, a crowd of dumbass automaton fluoride heads, and you say 9/11 was an inside job or vaccines are bioweapons, right? You get shouted down here in New Zealand, you know? You get asked to leave the room. And in some cases, like there's some real hard truthers in We Are Change in New York, they get choked and dragged out of the halls just for saying something.
No, I know. Well, I've watched the videos. It's disgusting.
Well, I would like to address the blue man, as the caller referred to. And that was a very amazing media campaign that was obviously done to scare people away from using colloidal silver. The blue man, first of all, there's a condition called argyria, which
correct.
People have gotten in the past from using silver, but not silver the way it's made now, not electrostatic silver where you have microscopic particles in solution. I've done research on that. There was only 150 cases of argyria in 150 years, and that was mostly from people that drank silver with a ground up. The silver was ground up and put in water, and their skin would turn gray. Not blue, the skin would turn gray. So what I'm convinced is that the blue man was actually paid by Big Pharma to cause that condition in himself so that he could scare people. What causes you to turn blue?
Yeah,
copper.
Well,
copper,
I have a...
not silver. Copper is what causes you to turn blue. So
indeed.
He made himself blue with copper. And he did that, and I'm sure he was paid very well to scare people away from using silver. Silver is not just good for viruses and bacteria. It's good
and
for wound healing.
And we're going to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleed of uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with
back.
The world? People kill people that other people command.
Coming out
the East is a modern day attack.
From the darkness into the light, smashing down the evil apparatus called the quote-unquote establishment, who are really just a bunch of emergent pups who are inbred swine. My very special guest today, unlike that, is Dr. Rebecca Carley. She's quite lovely. And we still have our caller on the line, I believe, Robert. Do you have any more questions for our fabulous guest?
Well, your guest is fabulous. I wanted to bring up something else to the doctor, that my mother just had follicular lymphoma, and I actually was able to purchase the device, which now she is cured of. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Hulda Clark, but she developed some incredible tools. And when I found out that my mother actually had this, I started doing a lot of research and watched just hours of videos and reading, and discovered her and actually Dr. Robert T. Beck, and that's how I came to the Tools for Healing. Amazing stuff. So I just purchased the device, and amazing, you know, you can cure cancer for $300. Now, how about that, that the establishment doesn't want people to know about? And there's so many healing devices and tools.
Other words and nouns that can be placed in replacing the word cure, like basically we can't say the word cure, but something that's sort of like that, but we can't say.
Yes, exactly. But you know, but the problem is that people fall into that misnomer that, you know, it never work, and I'm just going to go shoot myself up with radiation and end up dying anyway. And it's just absurd. They're just so brainwashed. They live in this matrix of ignorance, and it's just disgusting.
I mean, when parents raise their children, they say, stay away from poisons, stay away from sharp objects, and stay away from radiation. What happens when you go to a doctor with cancer? They give you poison or surgery or radiation.
That's exactly right, Vinny. So anyway, I love your show, man. I listen to you every day. And the doctor, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, Robert.
Thank you. And let me just mention that, of course, chemo and radiation both cause cancer. One of the amazing things to me was when this whole Fukushima nuclear meltdown occurred, and they're, you know, telling people about the dangers of cancer from the nuclear meltdown releasing radiation. How come more people aren't saying to themselves and scratching their head and saying, well, wait a minute, if radiation causes cancer, why are you radiating me for cancer? Not to mention the fact that mammograms cause breast cancer. They're giving you radiation. How come people aren't connecting the dots? And I know the answer because it's from, you know, mind control and various other things that are being done. But, you know, that's an amazing thing to me, is that they continue to get these toxic treatments, which obviously cause cancer. In fact, the American Cancer Society has, as part of its initial founding document, that if a cure for cancer is ever found, they have to go out of business. Well, of course, more people are making money off cancer than even have cancer. So that's why they're having all these walks for the cure and blah, blah, blah. Of course, what they do is ignore the cause. And this is why, you know, the people are actually involved in their own demise and raising money for those who are hiding the truth from themselves. It's so sad. It really is.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think people have gotten to the point where they don't know the difference between fiction and reality. And I'm the first to admit that sometimes the lines do seem to blur a little bit. So I just assume that everything I know to be true is in fact wrong. And I'll only really try and base anything if some evidence is presented to support it. To the contrary. You know, well, like gravity, for example, you know, I learned when I was a kid that gravity existed. And unfortunately, nobody's come up with some contrary evidence yet to disprove that one while I'm here on Earth.
Well, that's why I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. We've been lied to about everything. We live in a planet of opposite day. We actually live in hell. But the good news is that everything that's happening is being done on purpose. Once you face that and, you know, stand up and say no at all levels, it will stop. You know, these minions, as I call them, these people without a conscience at the top of the food chain who are causing it, you know, there are more of us than there are of them. And their worst fear is exposure. And that's why we do shows like this, to shine a light on them, so that people can start to ask themselves the hard questions. You know, what's going on here? Listen to your gut. Do the homework. Check things out for yourself. It's simple. Poisons kill. The people that are causing us to be poisoned are killers. We have to stop the poisoning. You know, that's the big picture.
Yep. I should think that would be pretty straightforward.
One would think. Yeah.
You know, we've got this whole thing going on right now here in New Zealand, where all these toxic chemicals are all through everything. Like our Grazon, for example, I believe it's one of the active ingredients in Roundup, the most commonly used herbicide or whatever, is illegal, right? Pretty much in the EU. And they have a very, very, very low tolerance of the amount that's allowed in the drinking water. In New Zealand, the tolerance that we're allowed is 1,000 times higher than that of the EU. And it gives rise in speculation to me that there might be an explanation for why so many New Zealanders still have no freaking clue about what the heck is going on, because they're being poisoned left, right, and centre at all times, and their development's being screwed up to no end. And goodness knows what this is going to do for fertility. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final second to last segment of the show today. So if you want to call in and get a hold of and talk to our fabulous guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley, the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-AFR-2525 is the number to call. Sorry, as you were saying?
In terms of why it's happening, I would suggest, I don't know what terms you have for your traders in New Zealand, your quote-unquote representatives, if it's
my prime sinister. Okay.
I would check out and see how many campaign contributions are they getting from the poisoners. It's very simple. These people are prostitutes. They take money from the people that are killing the people, and they allow it to happen. And this is what's happening in all countries. It's very simple.
They're like a kind of, they're like sort of, I don't know, a financial Tuskegee experiment, don't you think? That's what our politicians are.
Well, I call them prostitutes because they know what's happening, because especially, like I said, here in the States, they have all these hearings. They document all the damage that's being done by so many different things, and they do nothing about it. It's almost like they're proud of their record of causing the damage, so they put it on the record, but then they do nothing. So whatever you want to call them, they're traitors, they're killing people. And, you know, that's what the people have to realize. They're paying for their own demise.
Well, you know, that's why turkeys don't vote for an early Christmas, you know. These types of people, the only way that you can be a long-serving politician is if you've created a sufficient amount of problems whilst in the employ of the people to justify you keeping on being there. That's all it is. They create problems so that they can continue to leech money out of you to solve those problems. In reality, the longer they're there, the more problems they'll cause and the less that they'll solve. You can't expect those who cause the most heinous tragedies financially, health-wise, and educationally that have been perpetuated for goodness knows how many decades in all of our nations, you can't expect those people to change their tune. A leopard does not change its spots unless, of course, it's paid several $1 billion or something like that. It's ridiculous. Into campaign financial contributions and all of these other fabulous little things and knickknacks that you get as some description of political prostitute.
Exactly. But like I said, the good news is all these things are happening on purpose. Once the people wake up to that in a critical mass, enough numbers, the 100th monkey, whatever you want to call it, once enough people face that fact, which is undeniable if you do your homework, then things will change in a heartbeat. And what I encourage those people without a conscience to do, get on one of these NASA shuttles, go to another planet, destroy the other planet. We don't want you here anymore. We've had it.
Have you seen the end of the road of tolerance? Because as far as I've seen, we seem to be getting sprayed, having our water and food contaminated by all of these different chemicals and agents that seem to make the population far more docile. And it seems to be an ever-increasing schedule, don't you think?
Yes, and I've talked about this on my radio shows with Ailing America for, you know, years. One of the things we haven't mentioned yet is the sound of silence frequencies that are coming out of television. I don't know what's going on in New Zealand, but here in the States, they transferred us to digital TV a few years ago, and it's very interesting that people were actually given coupons in order to buy a box if they had analog TV so that they could transfer to digital. And people should have asked themselves, why does Congress care, you know, what kind of TV we have? And the answer is because they're using frequencies coming out of the tube to hypnotize us as well. So there's all kinds of ways that they're doing what they're doing. And that's why it's a very daunting task to help people get out of their mind control, because there's so many ways that's happening. But, you know, that's just what they have to face.
Have you noticed that the whole kind of hierarchical system is about putting things into categories, into boxes, and finding out where they fit into everything, right? And perhaps that's in some ways the reason why this whole this dastardly apparatus has survived for so long. Because only a certain amount of people will be up the top of that great big pyramid, knowing what the heck is going on with every little bit and piece, whereas everybody else is just compartmentalized and just carrying out protocol of which they have no idea or even desire to know. In fact, I was talking with a listener the other night, and I wondered, you know, does anybody even get trained to think for themselves or ask questions in any mainstream type of educational facility? Like, where is the curiosity? People don't have a whole lot of curiosity to a large extent, don't you think?
Well, this is where the education system comes online. They are dumbing down the children. They are creating them to just basically learn the propaganda that they're taught to spit back out on their tests. Critical thinking is not encouraged. Asking hard questions is actually not allowed. And that's why what I tell people is, if I was you, I would get your children out of the schools, homeschool them, whatever it takes to do that. There's nothing more important than saving your children, and take them out of the system, because they're being made into slave work units that will just do what they're told, not rises up when they see a problem, and just, you know, go along with the status quo.
Well, maybe there's no such thing as a status quo, because there's always just this constant, I don't know, dynamic equilibrium, I believe, is the technical term for it. Everything is changing all the time, but it's basically staying the same. You know, there's always some kind of balance going on. If there's huge toxicity that's released into the atmosphere, I mean, the Earth may not die, but certainly all of us will, and it'll eventually correct itself. You know, kind of like when a hurricane blows in or whatever, the original environmental conditions that triggered that hurricane have to be rebalanced before the hurricane dissipates. And the same thing happens when you wind up finding out that the government is run by criminals, and that your country is owned by offshore evil bankers, and that all of these people that are in fiduciary positions of responsibility that tell you what to think, what drugs to take, how to take care of your health care, how to look after your children, and the people that can even take your children away are a bunch of dumb, brainwashed psychopaths. And incidentally, according to Dr. Bill Deagle, if you are a medical doctor, you are 11 times more likely to be a serial killer.
Well, they are serial killers. I mean, it's very obvious to me, as I said before, this article, Deadly Medicine in Vanity Fair, provided documentation that 200,000 people are dying every year just from their prescription drugs. But it's much worse than that. I get calls from nurses all the time, especially here in North America, the United States, and Canada. Nurses are actually being given orders to kill people, especially the elderly, especially in hospitals, hospices, and nursing homes. The Medicare Trust Fund was stolen by Congress long ago, so the best way for them to get the people off the dole is to kill them. And the main ways they do that is with mismatched blood transfusion, drug cocktails, and morphine. As a matter of fact, the co-host of my radio show, his mother fell and broke her hip. Unfortunately, they had to
And we'll be right back after the break. Carefree. That's right. We don't have to care about anything. Well, hold on a second. I wonder how much votes if somebody launched an apathy party would actually get. You know, wouldn't they get the lion's share of the votes out there? You know, I feel that the apathy party is already fairly well represented on both sides of the frickin' floor.
Well, if I could just comment on that, the first third party here in the States was the anti-Masonic party. That's what we need is a, reenactment of the anti-Masonic party. The Masons, the secret society members, those are the problem. If we could wake people up to that. But, of course, all the elections are rigged anyway, so even if you did establish such a party, it would be destroyed, I'm sure. But
yeah,
that's
because,
what people
all the
faith.
Because pretty much all the founding fathers were Masons, and George Washington,
yes,
when he was anointed the president of the United States, was a Masonic ritual. And
yes.
And
exactly.
So, you know, to create an anti-Masonic party, I mean, that's very interesting. Considering in New Zealand, the largest Masonic lodge in the whole country is right next door to Parliament. In fact, it's on Parliament grounds.
Right.
You know?
Well, that brings up a very important...
It's on our $20 bills.
That brings up a very important Google video I would suggest people check out called America's Secret Destiny. This was done after 30 years of research by someone by the name of Ralph Epperson, which shows exactly what you said, that all the founding fathers were Masons, Luciferians. And as a matter of fact, I have many court decisions which actually state that anyone that brings up an argument that they have a constitutional right to whatever... the answer is you are not a party to the Constitution, ergo, the lawsuit is dismissed. So this whole constitutional thing that people are constantly talking about in the States is all garbage.
I suppose that garbage is, I don't know, almost like the main diet of the average person now, whether that be from their food to their information through the mainstream media, it's all garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. It's no wonder that we have so many incompletely, shall we say, totally maladjusted individuals around the society, people who have poisonous minds that are simply just angry about everything for no real reason at all, and they just want to attack, and whatever. It's like, I'm sorry, you're just brain damaged, and you're angry about nothing. Don't.
Well, but people aren't
fall
angry
into that
about
trend.
Yeah, but that's what they want to make people believe. And that's the origin of the word conspiracy theory. You know, what I always tell people, I don't engage in conspiracy theories. I engage in conspiracy fact. And I can document everything I say. But I still tell people, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. Because we've been lied to about everything. But it was really ingenious when they invented that term conspiracy theory. Because that's how people like us are just blown off. Oh, another conspiracy theorist. You know, that's the mantra.
Yep, absolutely. Word association, conspiracy, theorist. You know,
right.
even though it was interestingly enough, I believe it was Richard Milhouse Nixon
who he didn't originate conspiracy theory, but he originated the phrase conspiracy theorist. And that's what he called people when he was accused of corruption in the Watergate affair. He goes, oh, all those people are just conspiracy theorists. I am not a crook.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, that's what he was taken down on. But he's the one that started the special virus cancer program, which is a eugenics program, which is still going on today.
Does that have anything to do with Dr. Mary's Monkey, as a book that was released?
Yes, I actually had the author of that book on my show. Yes, all these things are involved. Yes, that involved experiments done with the monkeys that had the SV40 virus, which caused cancer. But yes, they've been doing this for decades. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. It's just like Bill Clinton. They brought impeachment trials against him because of his dalliance with Monica Lewinsky. There was many, many people that were killed because of the cocaine connection in MENA, Arkansas, and all these different things. The Clinton Chronicles, and, you know, the list is endless of the people that died because they were trying to expose what was going on in Arkansas. But what does Congress go after him for, this little, you know, cigar thing? It's hilarious, actually, if you have a, you know, dark sense of humor, which you have to have in our line of work. But the point is that the real crimes that these bloodline members do, because if they weren't bloodline, they wouldn't be allowed to be elected as president if they weren't bloodline. And they step out of the box. Maybe they do something they're not supposed to do. And so they use some, you know, ridiculous charges against them to bring them down, when in fact they're involved in murder on many levels. And that's how it works.
And speaking of the dark sense of humor, what's some of the most amusing things that have just kept the cockles of your heart warm throughout all these years of looking at corruption and foiled in eugenics?
Well, if you go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the links, go to Cafe Press. My first comic book is out, Dr. Carly Comics. The first edition is Dr. Probiscus, where I have comics on vaccines, trying to use humor to wake people up about the fact that if a virus is bad, you know, then injecting it into your you know, veins 24/7 should really protect you, things of that nature. It's not that I find these things funny, because I don't. I find them heinous. I have cried a river of tears. There's nothing left. They have taken away my only child. He's been satanically, ritually abused for 12 years now. They're destroying my son because of what I do. So the way I look at it is that we live in hell. We have to make people realize we live in hell, and to do something about it. It's not funny. But occasionally you can find a way to bring humor into it in order to make them realize how ridiculous the answers are that are being promoted by the people without a conscience.
Such as?
Such as vaccinations. As I said, if a virus is bad, if this is very dangerous for you to be exposed to, which, of course, I'm 57. I got measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox. I got all these things. You know, what happened to me? I took a few days off from school, developed lifelong natural immunity. But if they're going to try to convince people that all these viruses are bad, then how is it that injecting them directly into your bloodstream is going to protect you? I mean, that entire you know, concept is such a fraud. That's what amazes me, is that people can't see that. If it's bad, it's bad. If you inject it into yourself, it's worse. You know, take a little silver. Get a healthy immune system. Eat organic food. Drink clean water. Don't allow yourself to be injected with poison. Shouldn't that be self-evident?
Well, perhaps. We've been, I don't know, you know that whole kind of Orwellian system, how you get somebody to believe that something is basically the opposite of actually what it is, like war is peace or health is illness or whatever. You know, isn't that what we've really got now? A completely upside down world where pretty much, if you want to be generalistic about it, almost everything is the opposite of what you've been told. And that's the real frustrating part, is that you've built up your entire psyche, your entire consciousness and worldview and everything based upon piles and piles of lies. And that's why people, I think, get really upset when they find out the truth, is because they really have to start from frickin' scratch again, man. And if anybody's ever written a thesis or an essay or something and it accidentally gets deleted after a week's work or something, imagine that, but it's your entire life. That's the real hard thing when you come to realize that the world is not as it appears, is that there's so much that you need to learn again for the first time.
Well, I totally agree with you. And, of course, one of the problems is how many people work for the puppet masters, the ones who have sold their souls for cash. Here in the States, there's more people that work for the government than actually work for, quote-unquote, private industry. And what happens is that all of these people, whether they're child protective services people taking children from good families for not vaccinating or whatever, whether they're TSA workers, forcing people to go through scanners that are going to corrupt their very DNA structure, whether they're doctors working in government hospitals, which actually now all hospitals are government hospitals because of the Medicare payment system and all those different things. Basically, what they have to face is either I will do what I'm told, even if I know it's killing people or causing a bad thing to happen, or I will not be able to put food on my table. So that's what the major problem is, in my opinion, is that so many people have sold their soul for cash. And they come up with an excuse why they have to do it, because, you know, here in the States, you know, the unemployment rate is just skyrocketing. So people would rather do the wrong thing and hurt their fellow humans because that will give them a paycheck. And that is a very big problem that we have to deal with. But they're doing it knowing what they're doing. And there will be a spiritual consequence to that. And that's what they have to face. But unfortunately, apparently, that doesn't stop them from doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and the whole perception versus reality argument just doesn't hold weight, you know. If somebody shoots you and the bullet passes through your skull, doesn't matter what your perception is like, that's the reality, is that you're going to die. My very special guest has been Dr. Rebecca Carley at drcarley.com, and incidentally, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And thank you so much for coming on the show with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Vincent, for everything you're doing, trying to wake up the sheep. And don't despair, people, because, like I said, there's more of us than there is of them. And we shall overcome once we reach critical mass. And that's what we're doing on shows like this. Thank you so much.
All right. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rebecca Carley. And we'll see you again sometime at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.